We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
And welcome back. We are at David's Pizza in Spokane, getting ready for our Football Coaches Show here. Coach Aaron Best is with us. Also, later on, defensive tackle JT Tiuli will be here, and kicker Rodan Elkabendis, who set an Eastern record for most kick scoring points in his career. So there are our guests here. Coming off a 34-17 win for the Eagles against Montana State, Coach Best is here. That was a great performance against Montana State. Anytime you can go on the road and beat anybody, let alone a team bordering on the top 25 by 17 points, you've done a heck of a job.
Yeah, and credit goes all to the coaching staff, the players, the support staff that traveled with us. Road wins are hard to come by, especially in the Big Sky when you're on a bus for that amount of time. And our guys did a great job just embracing the situations that they were dealt. And we ended up coming out on top against a very good Montana State team.
You know, defensively, let's start there, because you guys gave up 10 early points, but after that, you shut them out for pretty darn close to 45 minutes.
Yeah, you know, and we talked about earlier this morning, Larry, that anytime any defense, no matter what level you're playing, when you pitch a shutout in two of the four quarters, that's pretty dominant football, you know, at the end of the day. And, you know, Montana State had their way early a little bit with our defense on their first two drives and one big play early on the first play. But the beautiful thing about us and our approach over the last umpteen years is, you know, one play is not going to sell the score, especially if it's the first play of the game. So, you know, they hit a play through the air, which we knew they weren't going to throw a ton of. They just did it on the first play, and they outwitted us on that play. But it's all about the end result, and the end result was 34-17 at the end of the day.
I asked you about this last week regarding Cal Poly and the triple option, but it's hard to replicate what Montana State does with kind of a single wing look with a 225-pound quarterback. You don't have one of those guys in your system. So does it take a series or a couple of series to everybody to understand the speed at which it's going and just exactly what it is they want to do?
Yeah, you know, and identifying the offensive formations, you're getting the motions that you're getting, the stuff that they're throwing on the wall early. They're kind of a gadgety type operation, you know, from a defensive standpoint. They give you a lot of things a lot of smoke and mirrors, but a lot of the same schemes within those smoke and mirrors. But and then on top of not just the speed, but just the size of Mr. Anderson, that kid is a he's a big man. He runs powerful. He's a competitor. He eats up ground. He's a long strider. I mean, that you saw he played defensive end for, you know, four or five plays against us on Saturday, and played linebacker against us last year as well as tailback. And I wasn't kidding when I said he could play 25 positions last week on Monday. I'm a firm believer and still am a believer of him. He's a great person. I wished him well after the game, and he certainly has all the tools to be a great player in this league. But it's a team game, and we ended up on top, and that's the way we like it.
When you kind of got him pinned into pinned up under control, did that take away a lot of what they wanted to do?
I think when you make a team one-dimensional and you get in a situation where one guy's getting 30 carries and just hit after hit and pile after pile, especially when a lot of those runs are downhill and you're taking some shots from some big people, you know, the likes of JT Tuli and Jonah Jordan and Dylan Ledbetter and Caleb Davis and the Guts, and you know, you all of a sudden throw in, you know, Jimmy Townsend and Keenan Williams, you start taking some pounding. You know, it's not just 30 attempts, it's 30 attempts with maybe two or three guys hitting you on each attempt. So that's 60 hits, 90 hits over the course of time. You're gonna wear out. And he, you know, Troy didn't play a ton in two of the ball games, and so he was a little fresher coming into this one. But yeah, by no means do we want to give the guy the chance to be multidimensional and allow themselves to sit back, pat the ball, and have the pass at their dispense as well.
So it's 2010 Eastern now 43-0 when winning the turnover battle. So how come don't you guys coach him up to always win that turnover battle and you'd be undefeated with like 8 national championships? Isn't that right?
If it was that easy, everybody would do it, right? There's a few variables within the turnover margin of things. But, yeah, again, we won it 2-1. Had a few more balls out. There was one on their sideline that ended up going out of bounds right away, and then one on our sideline that kind of trickled out at the bottom of the numbers. And so we got some balls out. You know, we had the one unfortunate one as we were heading into the red zone from Gage, and just, you know, thought he could, you know, get it over the top of the corner, you know, as he saw the corner, you know, kind of step up and the corner sunk back enough to make a fine play inside the 15-yard line or so. But, you know, you got to take shots, and sometimes when you take shots, some unfortunate things are going to happen. But it's been known over the course of the last 8 years, when we are the plus side of the turnover margin, we have a mistake-free record.
AB, congratulations on the win, and that's 7 in a row over Montana State, 14 of the last 16. That's impressive when you think about what Eastern's been able to do against pretty good Bobcat teams over the years. Is it a matchup thing? Is it just, do you guys get fired up to play them? Is it a combination of just kind of peaking at the right time? What is it?
You know, if you could bottle that up, you'd be able to use it against anybody, you know, as far as what the end result is going to be. We've just been fortunate enough to have their number over the years, and you know, every game's a slugfest. It doesn't matter if it's in Cheney or in Bozeman. You know, it's not an easy road trip when you're going up and down a couple sets of, you know, mountains, and you know, there's just a lot of elements to it. But I think our guys have embraced that over time, and know that they're there for a reason, they're there for a purpose. And the one thing I love about our team, one of the many things I love about our team, is we never play tight. There's no tightness. No one wants to play perfect. Everybody understands there's going to be a mistake made, and if you make the mistake, I got your back. I'll end up filling your gap. I'll take what you didn't give me. And I'm really we're all really fortunate to have the locker room we have, because those guys like to have fun. And, you know, there's a fine line of having fun and getting too serious. But I think we walked that line very well. And, you know, it's a kudos to all those seniors leading the way.
Well, you also had 3 sacks on defense, which was really good against a very, very athletic quarterback. And I agree with you. I thought Anderson was all that. That's a good football player over there. And he was pretty beat up at the end. We talked to Kettner Cup. Also, really 3 interceptions. He had one wiped out by penalty, which always bothered me because of the penalty portion. But anyway, you know, when you look at the whole scenario, you're turning the ball over, you're getting sacks, you're pressuring the quarterback. Kettner Cup said basically they started to figure out what Montana State was starting to do to kind of tail in on what Larry asked you. He started to see situational stuff, and he said it became a lot easier to read. That's kind of true when you face an option team like a Cal Poly, when you face a team like Montana State. Is that kind of a tell for all teams that you play?
And when you face some of those run dominant teams, there's only so many schemes in some of those formations that you can get away with when you're not in four and five wide, when a lot of times you're in, you know, one and two and sometimes three wide receiver sets. So, you know, and our team gives them the look of a lot of those things. I mean, we'll run counter, we'll run power, we'll run, you know, two back power, we'll run, you know, QB draw, we'll run sweeps, we'll run motions. So we give them a ton, but we certainly don't give them everything that they're going to see Saturday, because it's all a guessing game. Saturday unfolds, they're going to stick to their stuff, but they're going to have a few wrinkles, you know. And they were going into a bye week. So going into the bye week, they left everything they had on the field. You know, we knew that going in, that they, you know, they weren't going to have a game this next Saturday to prepare for. So they threw the kitchen sink at us, and we caught it.
You know, Rodan Alcabendis is your reigning base guy, special teams player of the week. Very well deserved for so many reasons. You know, as a punter, extra points, he was perfect on. He had two field goals. They, Montana State, ended up missing a field goal, kind of in a key situation there. And really, when you have one individual step up and dominate three different phases of the game, as a unit, obviously, that has to be very, very good. And I think Heath has done an outstanding job as your special teams coordinator. He's gotten this team better and better each and every week. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, and Roldan, he if you've heard 10 words, you've heard 8 more words than I have, Paul, out of him. He just goes about his business. He's a professional in the classroom. He's professional with his relationships in the locker room. He's professional when he gets on the field. I can't say enough about Roldan. If you say who is one, I wouldn't say huge surprise, but just we tasked him this year with the punting duties, knowing he's probably going to be our kicker with competition, and he's rose to the occasion in every single game. And so he's just, his approach is unflappable, and it goes to show you, when you put hard work in, when you're not worried about what credit and who gets the credit, you perfect your craft. Good things are going to come to those that practice, and he's one of many, but he's deserving of the Big Sky honor. He's deserving of the Eastern Washington kick points record. Just fabulous, and I'm glad to be associated with a guy like Roldan.
This morning you told me Tristan Taylor's out for the year on the offensive line, so Bo Bias is in now at left tackle, and he and that offensive line did another spectacular job. You had about 200 yards rushing, except for the knee downs at the end, and Gage didn't get hit very often and took no sacks.
Well, you know, it goes back to like what we talk about, Larry, is everybody always wants to know who's going to be the next guy. Well, we know. It's just our job to convince you guys to know that they're ready for the big stage. And a guy like Bo Bias 2 years ago is catching passes for 3 or 4 yards and, you know, faking field goals against Northern Iowa on our field for a game winner. And now all of a sudden he's thrust in the role of playing left tackle against Bryce Sterk, who was leading the Big Sky in sacks at 5 in 4 games. And so I'm just proud of the bunch. And when you're unselfish and you're selfless and you're willing to just work and grind, talent doesn't matter at that point, because you're willing to get everything out of yourself. And he's one of many, like I said, in that locker room that do that. And make no bones about it, we're deep at a lot of different positions, and an offensive line is no different.
You know, Gage had another solid game. Would have been a lot better. Wide receivers had a case of the dropsies in the second half. Is that the main negative out of this game, the fact that you had maybe 6-7 passes that weren't caught in the second half of play?
Well, you know, we try to approach it a little bit differently than saying this is a negative. How can we get better from this? Yes, there's some things that took place that we weren't real excited about. We had a few drops. We had an interception, a few missed tackles at times. But we try to thrive on the positives and try to turn maybe the not so positives. How do we get better? How do we take a correct angle? How do we get the ball up a little bit more? Could we have made this read a little bit different? How could we have hit that hole a little sooner? Yes, we dropped balls. Last time I checked, we're all human. It happens. We've got to reduce those. We've got to try to eliminate those. But by no means are we going to, you know, be out on the jugs machine till 3 a.m, you know, throwing them, balls and doing those things. We're still going to approach it the same way. We just got to have a little bit better results, especially against, you know, good competition like Montana State on the road. You're going to have to make those plays, and we're capable of doing it.
Running backs continue to run the ball exceptionally well. Tamarick Pierce did a great job the times he had the football. Sam McPherson had another good game. The depth at running back, I don't know that we've ever seen that. at Eastern. We've had two good running backs before, whether you go back to the 97 team with Prescott and McKenzie, or 2001, Jovan Griffith and Jesse Chapman, et cetera. But I don't know that we've had three or even four who are as playing as well as this bunch is.
Yeah, they're gifted when you talk about talent-wise. They're gifted in the classroom. They're just gifted people in general. They all have a lot of different qualities, but the one quality they have is they all are very coachable, and they all catch the ball out of the backfield. So you're a well-rounded back. We can get in five wide with them being one of them and feel like we can throw it to one to the field with the running back being one, and corners are still going to have to honor that. So they all catch the ball really well out of the backfield. But above all else, you know, Coach Mo, and we talk all the time, those kids are very, very coachable. They want to get better. They want to challenge themselves. They want to compete against each other. And they're all hungry. They're all staying hungry. So kudos to that room and Coach Maurice with his room. Because sometimes that's the toughest job as a coach, when you have all these heartbeats that are really good and capable on Saturdays, but there's only one ball to go around.
We talked about this in a post-game show about some coachable moments, and there were several penalties at nine that for 84 yards, several other ones that were declined, could have been well over 100 yards in penalties, and wiped off a touchdown, some first downs, you know, things along those lines. Seeing and watching film, are those things that you can coach guys up on, maybe what to do around the goal line, staying away from holds, things like that?
Yeah, you know, we always talk about the pre-snap, post-snap, or pre-snap and then post-whistle. Those are the ones we really want to stay away from. The false starts, the illegal formations, the personal fouls, the late hits, the roughing the passers. If we can stay away from most of those, then the other ones are kind of more, dare I say,
manageable,
physical
maybe.
Yeah, a little bit more manageable, because I think one of them is between the ears, and I think one of them is just an effort piece. Because when you're holding, usually you're trying to give effort. You're not trying to hold to reduce your effort. You're actually giving more. The unfortunate thing is you end up taking points off the board when Gage slipped in the end zone there, and it certainly was a penalty. It was on film. It was evident. And anybody that ever gets called for something, I ask them point blank to their face, did you do it? And I either get a yes or I get a no. And so you live with it. You try to, you know, coach it up from that moment on. But certainly we want to be cleaner. But if it's 9 for 84 and 6 of those are personal fouls, that's a bit of an issue. If all of a sudden you got a few holding penalties, a few pass interference, some that you can weather that storm. Not to say it's accepted, but it's stuff that we can coach.
You talked about Gage. He had over 30 yards rushing and a touchdown. Another touchdown wiped off the board. And he threw for over 300 yards, but did not have a touchdown pass. That hasn't happened in over a year. Yet you still came out of there with a 17-point win. I think that's remarkable when a Walter Payton candidate, player of the year type guy, doesn't throw a touchdown pass and you still win that way.
Well, I think it speaks to two things. It speaks to your running game, and I think it speaks to your defense, you know, most importantly, where all of a sudden you're holding serve on defense. You're getting the opposing team to punt the ball. You're getting possessions back to allow yourself to have over 300 yards passing, zero touchdowns, and still score 34 points. That says that you can win in a few different arenas. And if you can win via the pass, you can win via the run, you can win via defense, and you can win via special teams. Those types of things, you may not have all four working for you on any given Saturday, but if you have two or three, you still got a chance, and that's exciting as a coach.
Road trips are challenging regardless of what happens. Even if everything goes well, it's a challenge. Things did not go well for you guys this weekend. How do you maintain focus? How does the team, especially a group of 18 to 22-year-olds, remain focused when buses are breaking down and all sorts of things are going on?
The hardest group to probably focus is probably us old guys, you know, because we get crankier than the 23-year-olds. I mean, we're getting home at 11:30 on the bus. I mean, that's 2 hours past my bedtime, as my wife will tell you. These guys are you know, guys that are up till midnight. And it's just the way that the cookie crumbled for us this last weekend with some sleeping arrangements at one place and eating arrangements at the other. We knew going in, not ideal, never been unprecedented in Eastern history in all the years I've ever taken any road trips. That's just the way that it worked out this weekend. It was unfortunate, but the fortunate thing is our guys never wavered. That's the way that we continue. That's part of our recruiting process, is how do guys handle adversity? How do those guys truly keep their focus even though there's a bunch of chaos and noise going on around them? And again, it's a testament to those seniors in that locker room on that road trip to say, hey, it is what it is. What are you going to do? Waste energy on trying to fix it when it can't be fixed? Let's spend our energy on things going forward and make a positive out of a not a positive situation.
All right, we've got two seniors here, Roldan Alcabendis, JT Teuli. Which one of them goes first?
The big fella's got to go first, JT Teuli.
All right, we're going to get him on the hot seat next. JT Teuli joins us on the Eagle Football Coaches Show live at David's Pizza on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This month is the great pumpkin payout at Northern Quest. And with $50,000 on the line, people are just dying to play.
Oh, come on, man.
What? Too corny?
I don't know. Just, you know, puns? Really?
Don't miss the great pumpkin payout at Northern Quest. You could win your share of $50,000. Get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
It's not just working together. Numerica is about bringing people together.
Seems every time I hear about a community event, Numerica's right there, making it happen.
When we came to Numerica, our credit was a disaster. They got us in our first vehicle. We even have business accounts with them now.
I was using payday loans just to get by. They helped me budget. Now I'm debt-free.
They're the first people we call whenever we need assistance.
Flexible loans, easy mobile banking, interest-earning SQL checking. Find everything you need to live well at numericacu.com.
If you use natural gas, you recognize its blue flame. But natural gas is actually invisible and odorless. That's why Avista adds a rotten egg scent, in case there's ever a leak. If you smell natural gas at home, get outside fast. Don't flip switches or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe. Call 911. Then Avista. We'll take care of the problem and tell you when it's okay to return. Till then, it's a good excuse to visit the neighbors. Avista. We just want you to be safe.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's team of more than 70 subspecialized radiologists is the largest group of its kind in our region. Every day, and for every patient, they leverage their expertise to deliver the detailed and potentially life-saving answers that patients and their physicians need to guide their care. So when you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Eagles take on Southern Utah Saturday from the Inferno at Ruse Field in Cheney. The game time is noon. So get out there early, tailgate, have a little breakfast at the tailgate maybe, and then our pregame show starts at 11 in the morning with kickoff just after noon right here on 700 ESPN, 105.3 FM in Spokane, and our network affiliates down the line. Thanks to everybody for listening. Defensive tackle JT Teuli joins us now at a Federal Way High School, coming back off of injury last year. Shoulder injury. Had you ever been hurt before seriously like that to where you had to miss a season in your career?
No, the last year was my first time actually being hurt like that, so it was different.
How hard was it mentally?
Mentally it was rough at first, but then I knew and I understood what my new role was at that point. I knew I had to be a supporter. I knew I had to be there for my boys. I knew that I had to go out there and be the best coach and teammate I could be at that point.
So did that maybe put the thought of coaching in the future in your head a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. I remember transferring over to the D-line and working with Strands and staying in later hours, and just really sparked some of me to want to start coaching. I don't know.
Did it help you maybe just in being able to sit? You hadn't redshirted at Eastern, so you played as a true freshman. maybe watching, you know, especially being with the coaches, did you learn a little bit more on watching film and things to look at and stuff along those lines?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've watched a lot more film. As the years gone on, I've been watching more and more film. I feel like it's helped my game, also helped my football IQ. I mean, I ask a lot of questions in meetings. We ask questions, we sit around. When we're in film, there's certain things we watch, whether it's aside from formation, we look at little things like tendencies within the old line or the backfield sets and things of that sort.
Defensive tackle JT Tuley is here. So in that redshirt year, was there something you wanted to do physically to get yourself better for 2018?
There wasn't much I could do physically, but I think the best thing for me to do was try to, you know, eat healthier and, you know, stay on my feet and not just bum around and not do anything. At first it was rough. I feel like I said, as the season was going on, I had to stop being a victim and I just had to start going out and doing these things.
JT, I think it looks like you've cut some weight. You're in really good shape, and I think you gave me the weight, so thank you. Really appreciate that. But
no problem.
Your endurance and your speed and just your dominance up front, this football team on defense is better. And I think it's better. I know it's going to make Aaron Best a little grumpy, but I think it's better because you present such a problem up front. That poor left guard for Montana State, I think he's going to go out and play intramurals after having to play you because you had your way with him. And yet you can do a lot of different things. What is your strength as a defensive lineman in terms of, you know, is it the bull rush, stopping the run, you know, the hand fighting? What do you think your strength is right now in terms of the way you play?
I'm not sure if I have a unique strength, but I feel like my strength is...
Your strength's your strength?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I think my strength's my strength, but if I had to say if there's a move or if there's something I was really good at, it's bull rush for sure.
Well, that's pretty obvious because it looks like some of those guys are on roller skates when you hit them. And now playing against a quarterback as physical as Anderson was, he presented some problems early, but it looked like you guys settled down and you started to get a feel for what they were trying to run. And I thought really controlled that game, you know, towards the end of the first quarter, really on, and throw away that one possession, you know, in the fourth quarter they went down and scored. I thought you guys dominated that offense.
Yeah, appreciate it. I just think it's just when we go out there, there's just a confidence. Like, you can feel there's a confidence how we take the field. I mean, how we practice when we break. I'm telling you, we look each other in the eyes, and you can see there's a confidence from the front end to the back end. I just know when I'm out there with them, I know we have that level of confidence where we know we're going to play our game. We know we're going to play well, and when things go wrong, we know we're going to reload. You know what I'm saying?
Having you in the middle, now Dalen Ledbetter doesn't have to play nose guard. He looked like the little white guy that came in blindside and weighed about 130 pounds, you know, after you're gone. But now he's on the outside, and all the different players, the rotation that you have on the defensive line is very impressive. Do you feel that everybody, you know, from top to bottom is improving and getting better as the season goes on as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like even when I was gone, I felt like our D-line, especially interior, I mean, obviously outside is strong, but I was really surprised with how good we were inside. I mean, not surprised, but just, I know these guys, they work all the time. We work all the time. I mean, I don't see myself any more, any less than these guys. I mean, those are my guys. I feel like even if I'm gone this year, years to come, it's always going to be a strong unit.
Doesn't it make you feel good to feel like you've been a part of the growth and improvement, you know, of Eastern Washington University? And it seems like just a few short weeks ago that you were a freshman here. Does it feel like it's gone really fast for you?
Oh, yeah, blink of an eye. It was, I don't know, I mean, yeah, it went by really quick. I mean, I'm always blessed, and I'm happy Best brought me on. He actually took a chance on me when I didn't have a chance, so I'm grateful for him. I know he was upset I moved to D-line, but it's all love.
I mean, was D-line what you wanted to play when you came here, or did you want to play on the offensive line, and then they moved you to the D-line for one reason or another?
I mean, I was at a point in high school where I'll play wherever, you know what I'm saying? Coach Best came, he was like, you want to play O-line? And I'm like, yeah, of course I'm going to play O-line. I get here, and then I'm watching the D-line drills, and I'm just like, man, I think I need to go that way.
Well, do you get any sense of pride and pleasure as a leader when you see a freshman like a Caleb Davis who's playing behind you now, have the success that he's having, or a Josh Jerome or guys like that? Just not so much that you're doing a lot, but you're maybe helping them as a leader, and they're the steps that they take during the course of a year?
I don't know if I could take too much credit, because when those guys came in, I feel like Caleb Davis especially was a very well-seasoned pass rusher. So, I mean, it correlates to the sacks that he got so far. So, I mean, it's just good to sit in meetings, and there's a respect there, you know, both sides, you know, older vets and younger guys. And I think we all credit each other, and we all capitalize and off each other's skill set, you know what I'm saying?
What do you do for fun off the field?
What I do for fun? I talk with my family a lot, very family-oriented, listen to a lot of music, don't watch too much TV. Yeah, a lot of it is just me communicating with my family.
What do you want to do once football is over? What are you majoring in at Eastern?
Communications major, minor in African American studies. After college, I mean, after football, I think I'm gonna come back and get a couple more degrees.
Stay in school as long as you can.
at least a couple more years.
Yeah, I don't know whether I agree with that one or not, but
I think it's great. I'd love to be able to do that.
I think it is great. I didn't have the patience for it myself. Yeah. JT, congratulations. It's great seeing you back out
there.
I know this isn't your favorite thing to do. You kind of like to remain anonymous there in the middle, but we appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks, JT.
You betcha. JT Tiuli here with us when we come back. Roldan Alcabendis will join us on the Eagle Football Coaches Show live from David's Pizza on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Sports fans, you don't like being sick or injured. That's why MultiCare Indigo Urgent Care is opening three new locations to treat your minor illnesses and injuries. North Spokane, South Hill, and Spokane Valley. Easy to walk in or schedule appointments online. Friendly staff who greet you and guide you through your visit. Exceptionally fast service that respects your time. Indigo Urgent Care, a better way to get better. Learn more at indigourgentcare.com.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Welcome to Jimmy John's.
Hi. Your new 9-grain wheat sub is so good. How do you make it?
With the highest quality ingredients and love. I mean, we definitely don't sing at lullabies when it's baking. Lullabies are what parents sing to babies.
Right.
And we don't use a baby carrier to carry the warm, fresh 9-grain wheat subs to the cooling racks. I mean, they're not babies. They're for making delicious sandwiches.
Okay. I'll take a turkey tom.
Oh, don't name them. It makes it harder.
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
This month is the great pumpkin payout at Northern Quest. And with $50,000 on the line, people are just dying to play.
Oh, come on, man.
What? Too corny?
I don't know, just, you know, puns, really?
Don't miss the Great Pumpkin Payout at Northern Quest. You could win your share of $50,000. Get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Yeah, Eagles against Southern Utah on Saturday. Game time is noon at Ruse Field in Cheney. Coach Best will have highlights at 5:30. We'll have the coaches show next Monday starting at 6, and we're expecting to be back at Northern Quest Resort and Casino, our normal site for these coaches shows in their new theater there. But we want to thank the staff at David's Pizza. They've done a great job in hosting us. Great food, great beverages here. Mark Starr and the whole staff here at David's Pizza, thanks so much. We've enjoyed our time here. And we bring in now kicker and punter Roldan Alcabendis. He is the Big Sky Conference Special Teams Player of the Week for his 2 field goals, his 4 extra points, plus his punting, 46-plus yard average, and 3 punts down inside the 20-yard line. Kicking and punting this year, does that help maybe, you know, keep you, if you have a bad punt, you know you've got to go place kick. If you had a bad place kick, you know you've got to go punt. Does it help you a little bit not dwelling on one thing?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I have to focus on each rep and take each rep separately. But, I mean, as Coach Best says, if one rep doesn't go my way, it's just I scratch it and move on to the next one and perform to the best of my ability.
And really, you've had maybe like one, well, you had the one extra point blocked. I don't know if that was your responsibility or not. And then you had, I think, one punt off the side of your foot that I can remember so far this year. So, I mean, there's not like there's been a whole lot of reps that have gone badly for you. So does it help, too, in having, you know, you've got more things to do. You've got to work on punting a little bit on the sidelines. You've got to work on your kicking a little bit on the sidelines rather than just one thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it keeps me busy at practice, obviously. Just the life of a kicker isn't that glamorous. So I just got to keep myself busy, and it keeps me more focused at my craft.
What do you think when punting job was opened? Is that something you wanted? Did the coaching staff come to you and say, Roldan, would you do this? Well, how did it all come about that you ended up punting this year too?
You know, it just came upon me. You know, I'm here to help my team win. So whatever I have to do, whether it was punting, kicking, kickoffs, whatever I had to do, I just believed in the coaches, and the coaches believed in me.
4 years ago at Bobcat Stadium, you had a bad knee injury. You came in there in 2016 and performed well, and now in 2018 you did it again. Does that give you any kind of feeling going into that stadium again?
It feels good. I mean, I try not to think about it too much. It's just a very dark time in my life or whatever, but like I said, I just tried to perform to the best of my ability, and I didn't try to let the noise affect my game or my mindset.
Eagle kicker, punter, Roldan Alcabendis is here. Did you do both in high school? Did you punt and place kick in high school?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was quick. Anyway, this is great. Well, that was a good question, too.
I like to keep you off balance.
Jeez, you just pointed at me. I was kind of, you know, anyway. It's funny you say about the injury. Not that that's funny, but my son did the same thing his freshman year at Montana State. Didn't get to go back, you know, till the redshirt junior year. Now, the difference is he kind of overcame it just like you did. Eastern Washington won the game. Their team didn't. So I know having a victory and becoming Big Sky Player of the Week, that's got to make you feel good. And deep down, I think, you know, you always try to exercise demons, and any time you get hurt, happened to me, you try to figure out a way, you know, to kind of overcome that and let your play speak volumes. I think you did just an unbelievable job. How does that make you feel right now?
It feels great. I mean, I don't want to take all the credit. You know, it's a lot of love and support from my friends and family, because I've had thoughts about quitting, having two new injuries like that. So just it speaks high volumes of, like, the culture and the family environment that we have here at Eastern.
Did Jordan Descalo want to give you his really cool yellow-orange shoes or whatever those darn things were so you could continue the punting acumen there?
No, he didn't, but I talked to him once in a while, and he gives me, like, a lot of words of encouragement, so I appreciate that.
Did you learn from him watching what he did last year? Because he had a great year. I mean, were there things that you could pick up, maybe watching him or other punters in the league or across the country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I watched Jordan all the time last year. Even though I wasn't really a punter last year, I always want to, like, learn new crafts or just ways to improve my game personally.
I think one of the things that you did really well, and you did a lot of things well on Saturday, when they had a single receiver back there, you did a great job of angle kicking mm-hmm. away from that guy mm-hmm. and getting the ball to turn over. So hitting and rolling, and you got a couple of great, I think 60 yards was your long kick, but you did an excellent job because you really limited a very, very good return game. Was mm-hmm. that planned?
Yeah, of course it was. I knew that they had a very talented returner, and so our game plan was just pretty much keep the ball away from him or focus on, like, good hang time or good ball placement.
Are you excited about the guys that are covering your punts? Say somebody breaks a punt, you're the lone safety out there. Mm-hmm. You get to go up. Do you kind of look forward to that, or is that something that you would be happy not to have to deal with?
I mean, I have a lot of trust in my coverage unit. That we got a lot of speed and a lot of physicality. But, I mean, I don't really mind running down the field and, you know, having to make a tackle or something like that.
I like what you're doing, too. When you're trying to kick inside the 10, you drop the football differently. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's going to be a long kick, you try to get that thing to spiral and turn over. It looks like you almost drop it kind of straight down. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's something I learned, I think, a couple years ago from our coach, TJ Conley, who played in the NFL for a few years. It's just a different way to get the ball to spin. Or
does it give it a little backspin? Mm-hmm. Is that what that does?
A little backspin. So if it does hit the ground, you know, you have a better chance of the ball rolling backwards instead of rolling into the end zone.
I always thought it was easier because I return punts and kicks, and it was easier to catch a spiral punt than it was the one that kind of came back because you have to get right underneath that. And, and I think some, you know, punters can put different spin and different angles on it and use that in certain situations. Is that something you feel comfortable doing?
Yeah, of course. That's just something I learned over the summer, and I'm just very happy that I can help this team win.
Sixth year, how much of a difficult decision was it for you to come back for that sixth year? Was it easy? Was it hard?
I think it was pretty easy. I had it set in my mind that I was going to come back. Not that I had something to prove to, like, my family. Of course, like, I have something to prove to, like, the people who supported me, but, like, I knew I had it in me to play another year to my full potential.
Did you even have an idea that you were approaching the kick scoring record coming into the year?
Yes, but no. I don't try to think about it too much. But I had an idea that, you know, I was probably going to break it that game.
What did you want to improve on this year from last year?
Just in general, just not focusing on, like, stats so much. You know, last year I think I focused on, like, trying to be perfect every single play. Instead, this year, like, I'm able to play more freely and just be, like, myself out there.
It's a little bit of a dance in the place kicking thing, because the snap's got to be on point, the hold has to be good, and then the timing has to be good. You have to strike the ball well. How hard is it? How much work do you guys put in? Because people don't see that. Mm-hmm. You know, all the timing issues and so forth, the snapping, the holding, et cetera. Mm-hmm. How hard is that to get down?
It's a lot of repetition. You know, a lot of people don't see the work behind the scenes, but it's a lot of timing. There's a lot of angles, block points that teams can attack, and if everyone executes their job correctly, I'll execute my job.
And then when you have a change in the middle of a game, like you did this last game when Zach Eagle went out injured and Gunnar Talkington had to come in and take over the holding chores, is that difficult, or do you work with Gunnar some during the week too?
I actually never worked with Gunnar, but it's just a lot of trust that I have within, you know, each one of my players. Like, it couldn't have been any other player, and I'm just going to trust that, you know, they're going to do their job as they trust I'm going to do my job.
What are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
So I'm majoring in marketing, and after college, I want to take a different turn. I just kind of want to travel and help out, like, the less fortunate in, like, different countries, like the Philippines. It's, like, where my parents are from. I just wanted to spend a couple years maybe just, like, helping out, exploring my culture and stuff like that.
Now, that's outstanding. And speaking of Zach Eagle, you played with him in high school as well. Yes, so did he hold for you in high school?
Yes, sir, he did for 3 years.
So it was just kind of old hat having him out there holding for you, right? I mean, something that happened for a long time. I asked Zach a little bit about this, just the atmosphere at Camas. What's you know, what's your opinion of what it's like there? Because that's, from what I hear, one of the great atmospheres in all of high school football in the state of Washington.
It's a different world in Camas. I was very fortunate to grow up in Camas and play for Camas, and I'm just very thankful that their culture has built me into the man and person who I am today.
Well, Rodan, congratulations on the award this week and on the record. And keep going, adding to that. Make that as hard as you can to break, and have a great rest of your year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. Roldan Alcabendis here with us. When we come back, head coach Aaron Best rejoins us. We're at David's Pizza in downtown Spokane for the Eagle Football Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
This month is the Great Pumpkin Payout at Northern Quest. And with $50,000 on the line, people are just dying to play.
Oh, come on, man.
What? Too corny?
I don't know. Just, you know, puns? Really?
Don't miss the Great Pumpkin Payout at Northern Quest. You could win your share of $50,000. Get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
It's not just working together. Numerica's about bringing people together. vaccines every time I hear about a community event. Numerica's right there, making it happen.
When we came to Numerica, our credit was a disaster. They got us in our first vehicle. We even have business accounts with them now.
I was using payday loans just to get by. They helped me budget. Now I'm debt-free.
They're the first people we call whenever we need assistance.
Flexible loans, easy mobile banking, interest-earning SQL checking. Find everything you need to live well at numericacu.com.
At Your Neighborhood Yolks, Fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yolks Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
If your superpower is making pizza disappear, then you've gotta try Papa John's new Italian Hero Pizza. Featuring a creamy Italian sauce covered with epic portions of pepperoni, salami, Roma tomatoes, onions, banana peppers, and topped with four delicious cheeses. It's like an Italian Hero sandwich on a pizza. Get a large Italian Hero Pizza for just $10. Download the app or order at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, tip, and delivery fee extra.
Washington Roots, not-for-profit, dedicated to community. That's us. MultiCare. At MultiCare Deaconess Hospital, we've recently opened a new state-of-the-art urology center. At the Deaconess Urology Center, we provide the highest quality comprehensive care you need, including advanced robotic surgery, HD medical imaging, and total prostate care. From the routine to the advanced, our dedicated staff is here for you. Learn more at multicare.org/deaconessurology.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West, with 60 daily departures provided by six major airlines. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net. The Spokane International Airport provides complimentary Wi-Fi internet, plus 11 food outlets and 7 retail stores. Parking options range from a wait-free cell phone lot and hourly parking for short visits to numerous surface lots and covered garage parking for longer stays.
Eagles take on Southern Utah Saturday from the Inferno at Ruse Field. Noon is the game time. For tickets, go online to goeagles.com. Click on the tickets link. Some additional seating also was released for the University of Idaho game coming up in about 3 weeks on October 27th. For tickets to all the remaining Eagle home games, go to goeagles.com and click on the tickets link, or you can call the Eagle Athletic Ticket Office tomorrow morning. Head coach Aaron Best rejoined us. Southern Utah is the opponent on Saturday. So last week you prepared for an opponent that had a bye week after you. Now this week you're preparing for a team that had a bye week prior to playing you. So what is the difference maybe in their thinking 1 week, as opposed to Montana State's?
Yeah, I just going out on a limb, it gives you a few extra days to prepare. But like anything, Larry, if all of a sudden you've got a faucet that's busted forever or something's, really, really haywire, you can only fix so many things in that amount of time. I think the bye week serves a lot of times as a purpose to get guys healthier, to give them another week to get back on the saddle. That's I think, the most important thing about a bye week, trying to get that thing about halfway into the season, not too early, not too late. Hit it at the right time, but I think when you talk about playing, you can prep a little more, obviously, for a bye week, when you're going into a bye week and then the game after. And I think you can leave a little bit more out on the field, like Montana State, where you're going into a bye, nothing to prepare for, nothing, you had nothing going on Sunday morning after a game. So we're kind of caught in the wash machine of both those games last week in Bozeman and this week at home.
Could you see some things from Southern Utah on Saturday that you have not seen on film, being as how they had that bye week? They could maybe implement some things, especially if they don't have their starting quarterback was out, so now they can also maybe take advantage of maybe putting some few things in that might benefit the newer quarterback if he indeed is the guy playing.
Yeah, I don't think that hurts them, allowing themselves to have a little bit more prep time. You know, and I'll be honest with you, it doesn't matter what team is on the schedule next. When we're able to score points and function on offense, and we're able to be really, really solid and above average on special teams, and our defense is playing pretty well through five games, I think any team, no matter who you're playing, is going to have a gadget or two to say, okay, how do we loosen this outfit up? How do we create an extra possession, whether it's a fake punt, maybe an onside quick onside kick, maybe a sky kick to open the game up, whatever it is, trying to create a little bit of momentum on their side. So we're always on the alert. But the difference is once the whistle blows, there's 22 people out there that get a, you know, dictate the outcome of that 11 on O, 11 on D. And so that was our main emphasis this last week in the locker room, that, you know, there wasn't a ton of gadgets thrown out in that first half, but the last time I checked, they had 10 points. What they're doing isn't putting enough points on the board, so be alert for those things. And then all of a sudden you saw 4 or 5 in the matter of about 3 or 4 minutes.
You played Cal Poly in the last home game. They had a tough schedule. They'd played number one North Dakota State. They had played Weber State, that's in the top 10 going in to play you guys. But Southern Utah's had an equally rough schedule. This is their fourth consecutive road game. So this is a team that's 0-4, but they haven't played at home since the first weekend of the season. And they continue that stretch on Saturday. So that's, I mean, that's a rough row to hoe for them.
It is. It's rough for anybody. When you play two in a row on the road, that's difficult. Three is really difficult. I've never been a part of four, so I can't speak upon that. And it just so lucked out for us this year. Our league schedule at Eastern works out that every other week we're home, away. So it's a switchback road. So there's not two consecutive at home, not two consecutive away. But depending on who the clientele you talk to, they could say, well, that's good or that's bad. I kind of like the back and forth. So you don't get too comfortable, but you don't get too uncomfortable. It kind of goes, you know, a little bit of both. But, yeah, Coach Warren, I don't wish that upon anybody to play four road games, even though there's a bye week sandwiched in the middle of it. It still feels like it's a road game because you're not playing a game. So, because he's a great man, runs a great program, and has had a ton of success his first few years on the job, and he does a great job. Defensive-minded coach that always has his guys ready to play.
You know, AB, when we talked to JT, he said that they have some serious strength. You could see it on film. They had to play two Pac-12, you know, teams in their non-conference, and, of course, Northern Arizona. So that's a brutal, you know, schedule along those lines. But certain things jump out on film when you're watching, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. And the one thing over the years that Southern Utah has kind of been known for is their strength. They get guys in a system that maybe a little bit older. They do the Mormon mission. They're 23, sometimes 24 years old when they're seniors. Does that make a difference going up against a guy like that, you know, that's got some seasoning, some years under their belt?
Well, yeah. I mean, anytime you face somebody that's physically more imposing than you at times, or that much more experienced, you know, on this earth than you, you're at a disadvantage. Now, let's try to get as close to that disadvantage as we can to kind of close that gap. But yeah, when you're talking about 25 and 26-year-olds against 18-year-olds, there's a certain disadvantage to that, no matter what it is, whether it's workforce or a football game. And so they've done a great job with transitioning the LDS mission guys away and to and fro to get them back settled in. And you know, it's what they do. It's who they are, no matter what year it is. That's kind of what they've been, and they do a great job of schematics. They do a lot with a little, and that's a great characteristic of a good quality football team and a good quality, you know, program. When you talk about, they may not have all the bells and whistles, but they find a way to hoist championships, something that we're after each and every year. They got a part of it last year, so kudos to them, and we're going to do what we can to keep them away from the winning side of things this weekend.
Just like the Eagles, they've done a very nice job of developing players over the years, and then those players going on and having opportunity in the National Football League, and they've done a really good job, it seems like, on the defensive side.
Absolutely.
They lost a lot of really good football players, especially that front seven, also pretty darn good safety as well. What are the things that you're seeing, you know, on the defensive side so far this year that maybe they do well and maybe they don't do well?
Well, I'll go reach back a little bit. I've had a lot of headaches over the years with Southern Utah defenders just as a position coach. I mean, James Couser comes to mind. It's like, holy moly. I mean, how do you block him for 58 passes and 25 rush attempts. It's hold on to your hat, close your eyes, and hope that you don't hear the whistle too soon. And so they've done a great job, like you said, developing players, finding players, identifying them, and getting them to the point of getting them all conference, getting them to the NFL, a great established program. And they turn over the rocks that that nobody wants. And so much like every other year, Paul, their front plays hard. They're big. They're stout. They move. They give you various fronts. They don't just stay in the same front the entire time to kind of peck away at what they're doing and what you're seeing. They have multiple coverages. Their corners are in the run fits. They'll challenge you on some outside schematics as far as, you know, getting corners into the bubble game and the quick screen game and the backers with Chinadu. I mean, he seems like he's been around for 15 years. he's a tackling machine. I mean, he's like Velcroed any guy with the ball on offense. And so they've got guys, maybe not as experienced as they once have been, but, you know, systems are systems. So no matter who you put in the systems, they're going to function as long as the system's stable, and their system is very stable.
They return a lot of running backs, a lot of wide receivers, but is their strength offensively on the line?
Absolutely, tackle to tackle. And they'll lean on those guys. I'm sure they'll try to, you know, lean on us much like Montana State did and establish the run. And if it's not established, they'll continue to try to establish the run and lean on those big fellows up front. They do a fine job, and they do a great job, again, developing them, coaching them, and getting the most out of them. Very impressed. They have been impressed a long time. Their center is a first-team all-conference guy last year, Zach Larson. Met him at the Big Sky meetings over the summer. Great person and a great player as well. So they do a good job with what they have, and over the course of time, you know, again, your beliefs are your beliefs, and you guys to believe in what you do, and it doesn't matter how they look or what they say. It's a matter of, you know, the end results, and they do a fine job. But yes, certainly on offense, they're going to lean on those guys up front.
Special teams, how do they look?
Solid as ever, always. It's tough when you got the altitude. You know, not that they've played a ton of home games, but you know, over the years, the ball flies a little bit. You know, when the elevation is a little bit higher. But again, nothing sticks out as anything that you can really, really take advantage of. Again, usually Monday nights are kind of our special teams nights to really, really dissect all four. You know, two cover units and two return units, and so Coach Pulver will put together the plan and we'll see what we can take advantage of. But if we can play mistake-free in the special teams arena, both on cover units and kick units or on return units, and then we give ourselves a chance, because sometimes that special teams arena is the pendulum that gives you the advantage in a ball game.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck, Nick, on Saturday.
Always fun. Thanks gentlemen.
As head coach Aaron Best, we'll be back. Wrap things up here from David's Pizza after this timeout. You're listening to Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson of Gus Johnson Ford. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. We're one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle wine, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At your neighborhood Yokes, Fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yokes Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
Pape Machinery, Agriculture, and Turf is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. With 19 convenient Pape Machinery locations throughout the West, you're never too far from the high-quality equipment and attachments you need for maximum uptime. Backed by consistent, quality customer service, we're with you every step of the way. To learn more about our current specials, visit us in-store or online at papemachinery.com.
A football game, a movie, a night out downtown. Wherever you're going, Uber is the ultimate in transportation. Never worry about parking, finding a ride, or arriving on time again. Download the app, register for free, and ride in style. Anytime, anywhere. And we have you covered when it comes to getting from point A to point B with Uber. Use code GOEAGS and get $10 off your first ride. Uber is your ride to anywhere. Get the app and get around easier.
From Cape Elva on the coast to the farmlands of Fairfield, from way up in Blaine to way down in Camas, when you play Washington's Lottery, all of Washington wins. Last year, lottery winners took home $423 million. $127 million went to education. Local retailers received $34 million, and $12 million went to stadiums and exhibition centers. This is all made possible by lottery players just like you.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2017 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
All time, it is meeting number 10 between Eastern Washington and Southern Utah, but it's only the fourth meeting in Cheney. The Eagles have won the first three. We'll be on the air at 11 o'clock on Saturday with kickoff at 12:10. It's a ball game that will be televised on Root Sports, but we hope you listen here along the Eagle Sports Radio Network from Learfield. Thanks to Roldan Alcabendis and JT Tiuli, our player guests, and head coach Aaron Best for being with us as well. Thanks as well to Steve Pry, as always, for his work in the studios. And for Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Weir. And thanks again to the folks at David's Pizza for helping bring you the Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield.
On the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, presented by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Eagle Sports Network.